Sportscast Sports Talk 101 on digital radio, on the app, on your smart speaker, on Twitter, YouTube, Twitch.tv, and Facebook. Sportscast Sports Talk 101.
Discuss, debate, entertain, and loud.
Sportscast Sports Talk 101.
Going on.
Woo! Oh God, finally we're back. What, it's been about a couple of weeks?
I think two weeks. I was gonna go live. We were gonna do our show last Tuesday, and the holiday done threw me all off. I was all discombobulated with that. And usually San Diego's pretty good at being like, hey, what you got planned for your show today? And I'm just like, I didn't get a message. And then I forgot to say something, but I think I messaged you, but you had stuff going on, I had stuff going on.
Yeah.
So, and
you know, it's called load management. Where you know,
we both have other stuff going on, like stream wise during the week. We got families. It's summertime, so everything's
We're back. You know,
but we're back, and my God, do we have? I had a plan of what I wanted to do for the show tonight, like 2 days in advance. It's never happened before. I don't know how long we've been on the air, but, you know, like, since we started the show, I don't think I've ever had a plan. Not this far in advance, not 2 days in advance. And I know Jeff should be here shortly in the chat, but
to troll us
and go over.
Let me give you my USFL knowledge. I've been watching USFL, and I know so much, and I'm Canadian, go Cowboys.
But anyway.
But holy cow, man, I tell you what. The news, we have USFL, we have NHL hockey, we had the NBA finals, we had Hell in a Cell for wrestling. So I'm trying to jumble everything because USFL is almost over.
Let's go WWE, bro.
Yeah, let's start it off. So this is like the first, I think this will be our first time actually covering it, but I love wrestling. I know Ray does. We used to sit on Discord and then just share the screen and watch old wrestling pay-per-views from the Attitude Era back in the day, which was like a year ago, so I don't really know why it's back in the day. But holy crap, man, Hell in a Cell. I'm trying to figure out which was the best match. I had my favorites and who I wanted to win. None of them won, except for Cody. I was rooting for Bianca, or not Bianca. I was rooting for Becky Lynch.
Becky Lynch. First of all, Becky Lynch got robbed. She got robbed.
She did.
Bianca jumped right in there and stole that from her. I love me some Asuka. I was rooting for if Asuka or Becky Lynch, I would have been happy. No shade at Bianca. But
yeah,
you gotta love the
I'm
man.
Just I'm tired of Bianca.
Same here.
Tired of her.
But
and it's no disrespect for her because she's a tough ass woman. I would not want to get on her bed.
Big long ponytail and
dude, I remember seeing her whip the crap out of Becky Lynch with that, and you see the whip marks. I was like, I can feel it. But that was a heck of a match.
My favorite match, though, folks.
No, my favorite match, hands down.
I know what your favorite match was. It was Ezekiel and Owen. Was that it? Ezekiel and Owen? Was that your favorite? You love
it. It's not Ezekiel. That's Elias, man. It's Elias. That's got to be my favorite to watch just because that whole storyline is so crazy. Like, it's something that I thought was stupid at first, but the longer it's gone on, I've grown to expect it and enjoy it.
I want him to end it. I'm sorry. I'm just keeping it real.
I was disappointed. I'm trying to think of which other one. Mustafa Ali. I'm not a fan. I'm sorry. I'm not a fan of Theory. I think he's a smug little. Oh, I just want to smack the crap out of him.
You know, that's his favorite. Let's see. That's what's his name's favorite little boy.
I know. Vince. Yeah, that's his. Yeah. He does remind me of John Cena. I honestly thought Cena was going to show up out there because I've been waiting to see for Theory to try to break out some of the old school Thugonomics because I could see him go down that path.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't a huge fan of the. I mean, you knew Theory was going to, he's going to end up.
Yeah, yeah. What'd you think of Bobby Lashley beating winning his match over Omos?
That's idiot. What is that? the idiot ran in. Who's the young guy ran in and screwed everything up and just.
I can't think of his name. He was part of. He was with MVP at one point.
Right. Right. Yeah, I mean, first of all, MVP old ass shouldn't even. I wouldn't even tag with his old ass, you know.
Yeah.
But hey, you saw Bobby. He was going like that with the belt. He grabbed a fan's belt.
And he was he wants it. He wants it. I think he has a shot at it. I mean, I like Drew McIntyre. I would love to see McIntyre get it, but if I like Bobby Lashley. I've always been a fan of him, even though I can't, you know, there's been the ups and downs, but I've been a fan of him since he won the ECW championship from Vince McMahon back at, during the ECW days.
I just want to know, how does he get his head so smooth? He got one,
you know, another one I
ball heads.
He does. Another one I really like was Madcap Moss. I was so glad to see him beat the crap out of Happy.
First of all,
I can't stand Happy Corbin.
I think that is the worst gimmick or character. Come on, man, this guy, give this guy a better character, dude.
Well, I mean, he could try to. Happy. He seems like he's a knockoff of Carlito. I just feel like I could see Happy come out and just be with an apple or something and be like, I spit it in the face. Some people who don't think I'm happy.
Just so you know, guess where Carlito got that from?
I remember hearing about it.
It was Razor Ramon. Razor Ramon, when he first came on the scene, he actually bit in the apple, spit in the face. So it's just amazing. Carlito, this is, hey, you know what I want you to do? I want you to bite in the apple and spit in the guy's face. Okay. And now,
that was
Razor Ramon, folks.
For all of you youngins out there that don't know what we're talking about, we gotta inform you of the great ones out there.
Yes, exactly. What did you think of Judgment? The three of versus three.
Damian Priest. Priest was on par. He was way more focused than I've seen him in the past. Usually I've seen him in matches and he'll get flustered and then that's when he blows it. Something happens.
I like the team of AJ Styles and Finn Balor and Morgan. That was
Liv Morgan. Okay. Let's be real.
Come on, man. Like seriously.
Rhea Ripley scares the shit out of me though. She just scares me.
Dude, I mean, let's see. In the club, who are you going to go after? Her or Liv?
Liv, come on down.
Come on down.
No, but I'm also an Edge fan, so I've always been an Edge fan. I was really hoping, instead of Judgment, I'm hoping to see it one last time. You know, the Rated R Superstar come back, or maybe we break out and bring in the Rated RKO. I'd be okay with that too. But I like it. I like what he's got going on there. I will say though, I did watch what happened on Monday night as well, the aftermath. So I don't think that he's going to be a part of that no more. Wilson, what's up, buddy? I don't have a clue.
We're talking
wrestling. Do you watch anything, Wilson, besides sometimes, YouTube?
Sometimes I think little.
Wilson, I guess we should we look up some cricket? Maybe he'll know what I'm talking about if we start talking cricket.
No, not cricket.
Or rugby.
It's soccer, dude. Soccer. I don't even know if he follows that. But we love you. We love you, little D.
Yes, Wilson.
What's going on?
But the best match up of the night, I think, was Cody Rhodes versus Seth freaking Rollins.
Ain't no way.
And my God, that was one hell of a match.
He was purple, red, orange, black, all on the side of his body.
I'm gonna see if I can pull it up.
There's no way I could come into a match like that. So, good Lord, this man, when he gets hurt, you can see the bruises on his body real bad, just like Aaron, you know, you can smack across the head with a chair, you know, get all them.
Yeah, I'll be busted up. But let me see if we can get a.
Yeah, get a.
Get, w, Let me see if I can find a. I don't want the highlights because I don't want to get shut down again like I did.
No, just go. Helen is still.
There we go. That'll be. I think that's a good enough one here. Right. Share screen.
Yeah, get it.
Nope, wrong screen. Make sure I'm sharing the right screen. There we go. We don't need system audio.
David Wilson.
There we go.
Look
down there.
That. Oh my God.
That is just. I mean, and it's not fully zoomed in, but you can already tell that is. You know what? I bet you I'd be able to do it this way. Nah, it won't make a difference. No. But yeah, that was it. Is just it's all here, and well, oh wait, let me do it this way. Yeah, it's that all of that, and it went. It was just nasty. That was, and he put on one hell of a match.
Yeah, he did.
Well,
let's go. The beginning of the show, Zeb comes out in his dad's old costume.
I wonder if they have a
that's in the black outfit.
Yep. Let me see if we can find it. I'm going to scroll through some of the images. God, oh, there's a better shot. Well, that's the pants.
Right.
You can see the pants, but he had the shirt on as well.
That was the ultimate disrespect right there. But, you know, Zeph likes to get in your head. He likes to get in your mind. He does that stupid laugh that I hate.
Oh, hate. That's, yeah. I mean, when they slowed it down, it did fit perfectly for hell, you know, leading up to Hell in a Cell. I will agree to that, but dude, this was
notice the sledgehammer, folks.
Yep.
The finishing move was
there. We go. That's a way better shot there. Now you can really see that. I mean, it was nasty. That's
torn. That is torn, folks.
That is a torn pectoral.
Bill with the Ron is cooking. Yeah, and it stinks. What's going on, Ron?
What's going on, Ron? But yeah, let me see if they got another. See if we can get another shot. I mean, it's got some clips, but since I don't have audio, yeah, I should be okay.
I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it.
That was. I mean, the reaction is when they took that off. Just like the fans are cheering. He takes it off and then shows that and just dead silent for a moment. Like, I don't think anybody expected him to look that bad.
So I tried, like, because you know what? This looks like makeup. This probably, they had makeup. Then as you look and look really, look, folks, that's torn. That is torn.
I thought so too, but then when you can see the different colorations, no, that, yeah, you could see the yellowish from the bruising. I mean, it was a nasty, gnarly looking injury. And I was very shocked that he went into that match.
But you know what? Football players in real life, they have a choice. You either get it surgically repaired or you just play with it torn. And some guys play with it torn.
Yeah, he's actually, from what I heard, I was listening to Monday Night Raw and whatever that is, that is, it's messed really up.
Stop that when I stopped gaming years ago. Ah,
don't worry, Wilson. We'll get you back in it. We'll get you back in it, brother.
Get you back in it.
Wilson said, "Whatever that is, it's messed up."
Oh God. Oh, every time I saw that, man, I cringed. I was like, "Oh God, I felt this pain." Oh, green.
And he's—I believe he's getting that taken care of next Wednesday. I think is what they said. Not like tomorrow Wednesday, but like the following Wednesday. So, but they said he should be good for, because he was talking about going. Well, he wants to win the Money in the Bank. That's the one match, one thing he has never accomplished.
Did you see the kendo stick pushing into it?
Oh, dude, that was it. Everything that Rollins did just made me cringe because I could just feel the pain.
Yeah,
and you could tell. Like, there's times where you can tell when, you know, when it's fate, you're acting the emotions.
Right.
There was no acting, folks, with the emotion, with the pain that he was feeling, none whatsoever.
Right.
And if there was, the only emotions that I saw was this, was happy getting thrown. And those were.
I hate the gimmick. Hate the gimmick. They're ruining, you know, this guy's career, dude. They're ruining.
Dude, what are your thoughts on Madcap now? This version of Madcap, like the I don't give a crap about you, Happy Corbin Madcap.
I like it. I mean, the guy.
I'm glad he's not telling jokes with that. I'm sorry, his laugh was so fucking funny.
I like the guy, but I didn't. This was my low. I mean, I got to keep it real. Was not
this
my,
was
like,
a.
I it's like, okay, can we get to somewhere else? Can we get
I mean, there was some brutality in it, but nowhere near. Like, Seth Rollins and Cody Rhodes set the bar, like, that basically nobody
I don't like Happy Corbin. I don't like the gimmick. I don't like the gimmick at all.
I didn't like his gimmick where he was poor.
The kid's got so much potential, dude, and him coming out like that. Was Cody Rhodes the guy with the messed up nose years ago?
Oh, my God, yes. Yeah, he had the stupid face thing.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Remember, Cody got his start with, I think originally he was, when he got brought in, it was because he was with him and...
Evolution. Was it Evolution?
No, he was
with wasn't part of Evolution. No, it wasn't part of Evolution. He wasn't
it was
part
him,
of Evolution.
Orton brought him, supposedly brought him in, right. And God, who was the other guy?
Talking about Ted
DiBiase's kid.
Yeah. Young guys, man.
Yep.
Younger guys.
Yeah. I like Judgment Day defeated. I don't know if I was happy with that. I didn't want the outcome that way, but I love seeing Edge still being able to wrestle because I remember when he had to retire because of his injury. And I was so stoked when he came back after that. But I was also pissed that he still has not gotten a shot at the world title.
Probably never lost. One of my favorite matches was the tables, ladders, and chairs matches with the Dudleys, the Hardys, and Edge.
Yeah.
And probably one of the, if you've never seen that match.
YouTube it. It should be on there. If not, you could probably go on Peacock TV and look up one of the matches from WWE. I like Finn Balor, too. I really like the Prince of Darkness.
I like when he's the demon. I like when he did that.
I like his intro though. I do like the intro music with when he just does throwing that stuff up.
Man, Wilson found out like a few months ago that Edge was back, and I screamed like a little baby girl.
Wilson,
when I had been breakfast.
this one, Kevin Owens is a big dude, and some of the stuff that he's able to do just freaking blows my mind because I wish I was that agile.
I
don't think so either. I will say that I'm probably about this, I'm like Kevin Owens size, but I lack the agility that Kevin Owens has because you see me trying to do a stunt like that, I'd kill myself.
He can go, dude. Man.
But so what are your thoughts on Elias trying to be like not Macho Man? Who's the one? Was it
the Warrior?
The Ultimate War.
We put on some paint face, it could look like the Warrior. I hate it. I hate this.
I
hate it. I don't. I know you like it because you like those little. You like those. What was
his little tassel?
Little tassel.
No. I'm not a fan of Elias. I don't like liars, and he's a liar.
I'm a fan of KO, and that's Kevin.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh my God. This is a big deal. Let me tell you something. I was in a club and bumped into a guy like that. And you know what I did? I turned around and I ran.
Omos is, the only reason I know the stat, his height and weight, is because I just watched Monday Night Raw last night, so I actually paid attention to that part. 7'3", 403 pounds. He's a big dude.
He is a big dude.
He is tall and huge. And I don't understand how. I mean, shout out to Bobby Lashley for winning that.
Bobby got muscles though. That's the thing though.
Yeah, he does. Definitely he is. I like the fact that Bobby is still wrestling.
I know he's old. He's an old dude.
He's been around since the Attitude Era, since the ECW era. So that's a meat man right there.
But the only thing about when you're a big dude like that, you don't have any agility. All you got to go is your slapping, your power punches and stuff and headbutts.
Well, except for like Big Show had some agility though, which was scary as hell.
You talking about younger Big Show, Big Show or older Big Show? Because the younger Big Show, the older one.
No, older one, it was just a mountain of destruction. The other
one, at Becky Lynch or Asuka to win.
I know. I'm not a fan of her attire, But I don't know. Maybe it's the accent. It's where Becky's from.
I love her accent, man. Oh my
God. That's what I was saying. I was saying the outfit. I don't know. I like the old school. I wish she'd just gone back to, you know, it's when before she won the title stuff. Asuka, she is. Sick. Yeah. I
love Asuka got some big old bitties.
I knew that Theory was going to win his match. I didn't really expect anything else. But man, and then so the follow up on Monday Night Raw, that because obviously since we went over Hell in a Cell, we could easily just follow it up with Monday Night Raw, because that just literally they always do right afterwards. I watched this. I had to watch it on YouTube, and Cody came out. Seth came out after Cody was talking about how he wanted to go to he had to have surgery, but he'd be back in time for Money in the Bank, and he wanted to win that contract because he's never been able to win it. It's always eluded him. Seth comes out walking slowly, hobbling, which, you know, was to be expected. Shakes his hand and says he earned Cody's respect, or vice versa.
Right.
Walks off. Cody's leaving. Big old smile. And then here comes Seth running out with a sledgehammer to the back of the neck, knocks him down, and then just drives that sledgehammer into his already torn pec after he rips his shirt open to get access to it. Judgment Day had a new member. They acquired Finn Balor and then kicked Edge out and then beat the holy hell out of Edge. even Rhea Ripley, she even got a couple of shots on Edge.
Yeah, she's
dude.
The Street Profits.
I watched this. They won their championship contenders match, so they get to face the Usos for the title. One of them, I think it's this one, and I can't remember his name, but he did a flip from the top rope. I watched it. He almost hit the Money in the Bank briefcases.
Wow!
If it had been a Money in the Bank match, he could have just stood on that top rope, did his little flip, and probably just hung onto the briefcases without the use of a ladder. He was that high in the air when he came down on that splash. It's like, damn, I wish I could jump like that. There were a few there. I don't like how they're using Alexa Bliss. It feels like she's not being used very well. And Ezekiel told Owens that he was Elias so he could get a rematch. And then said, guess what? I just took a page out of the Kevin Owens playbook. I lied. I was like, you're stupid. I hate you, Elias. So
crazy.
All right. Let's stop sharing.
We got NBA. We got hockey. Which you want to go, man? Because we got playoffs.
Well, we could do NBA because I know your team was in it to win it.
Well, first of all, my team lost their first game. And we were doing great. And then all of a sudden, the fourth quarter was like, okay, what's going on? And they got their tails whooped.
Well, I don't know because I watched that game too, and what the hell happened?
Yes, there you go.
That's you got two different teams that was two different Golden State teams there.
Klay Thompson is shooting bad, and that means that, you know, your boy, the babyface assassin Curry, man, he has to put in even more work and help out the team. But
yeah,
it's him and Wiggins that are playing good. And Clay, come on, Clay, you got to step up, man. Cause when you're like 10 for 33,
it was
33%, brother. You got to step up your game. You got to step up your game. Finals. And help him out.
All right. So yeah, series is tied up with between Boston and Golden State.
Yeah.
Do we say Golden State? I mean, obviously, I know you'll say Golden State's going to win it. But do you think it'll be another performance like Game 2? Or do you think Boston's going to do something to fix whatever happened?
I'm going to be 100% honest. Celtics scare me. The Celtics scare me because they got a lot of young guys, a lot of youth, and they're tall. You know, the height. So Boston, if all the teams in the East, I was like, dude, I don't want to go into the Celtics. Don't want to play the Celtics. But I still got my Warriors winning because we've been there. We're the dynasty. We won championships.
Yep. There we go. We can just showcase that stuff.
You could be beaten.
Yeah. That, you know, I didn't pay attention to the fact that their records were pretty damn close. I mean, 51-31, 53-29. I'm like, damn. But yeah, game one Boston 120 to Golden State 108. And then Boston's like, well, fuck it, we're done.
They were bragging. They was already busting out the champagne. We had to remind them. We had to remind them. We've been there. We've been there. So
yeah. But look at the Curry, 31.5 points per game, 5.5 rebounds, 4.5 assists, on the other side.
Jason Tatum though, they got Brown, they got Smart. They got Horford, Al Horford.
But you look at they're almost spot on with that. The only thing that Steph Curry's got over him is the points per game,
right?
Because they're both the same with rebounds, except Tatum's got better assists in two games. So I mean that's a good, really good matchup.
But you got four guys that can easily get 20 points a game. Easily.
Yeah, so it's
a good. It's going to be a good series. But the only
there's the stats comparison.
The only thing that pisses me off though is that they won a game, so we have to win these next two games. We have to win these next two games because if they win the two games at home. And then we got to go.
Are the next two home games for Boston, Golden State? Okay.
It's in Boston.
Oh, yeah. You got it.
Yeah. They won a game on our court.
Okay.
Warriors.
Gotcha.
Warriors, because I'm a Bay Area. but I'm scared. Boston scares me, man, because.
Well, ain't like Boston's been to been down that path before.
Boston Gardens.
This is a different team than the last time they were. I would say than the last time, right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
But it ain't the big three type deal.
Aren't you happy you don't have to see LeBron James and? and they still bringing his name up.
What team you think he's going to be with next season? Because I bet you it ain't going to be the Lakers.
He's got a contract. He sells. It ain't about winning sometimes, folks. It's about merch.
Well, remember, he did say that he's going to finish his career with whatever team his son is going to be on. Whatever team his son gets drafted to, that's where he's going. So hopefully the Lakers get him. Then he ain't got Lakers don't have to. But he's going to be, I mean, when does his son get into the NBA? Or has the chance to get in.
It's going in the next couple of years, I would think.
He's going to be old by then.
I mean,
LeBron's been around for long time. I mean,
see, you didn't hear though. LeBron said not to play, but to give out the towels and the water to the players.
Because I was going to say, if he was going to be playing by the time his son shows up, he's going to be like Michael Jordan on the Wizards. Skill level.
Let me tell you something.
He might be a little better.
LeBron, don't steal your sunshine. Just sit your old ass down. You had a wonderful career. You had championships. Yeah. This is your son's opportunity. Let the boy play.
Oh, look at this. So we got NHL also. I did watch Sunday's game. I saw Tampa win it. Colorado. They are currently up 3-0 in the third. And the Rangers are leading 2-1.
Hey, shout out to the Edmontons that they OT the other night. The Colorado got in with 6-5.
Yep, 6-5. Yeah.
I would love to see Colorado Avalanche versus the Tampa Bay Lightning, but I don't know, man. The Rangers.
Yeah, the Rangers are. I mean, they're doing good. I mean, my team should be in here still, but. We are prone to getting into the playoffs and then blowing it as soon as we're in. Yeah. We either go all the way and win it, or we get to the first round and we pull a Dallas Cowboys one and done.
Right.
For the series, because that's usually how the Capitals work. We can either win it all, or we're going to be knocked out in the first round. which is unfortunate. I would say something about the Wizards, but the last time the Wizards probably won the finals was when they were named the Bullets back in the 70s, 80s, somewhere around there. I don't know. Someone can quote me on that, but I can guarantee they didn't win the finals as the Wizards.
Who wants to play in D.C., man? I mean, seriously.
Washington Wizards are like the NFL's version of what team do you not want to play for? The Lions. I used to say the Raiders, but that was years ago.
Now they're in Las Vegas. They're good.
So, now they're good. So I would say the Lions, the Browns, the Texans. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, they're also, you know, you could throw baseball in there and be like the Marlins. Hell, the Marlins were so bad, they didn't even have fans, anybody in the stadium. Even the away team fans didn't want to show up for a game, some of those games.
Right.
But, yeah, I don't follow hockey religiously, like, all season long, just like I don't really follow basketball all season long.
The playoffs is where they bring me in.
It's like college football. College football is different. I will watch college football to watch my Hawkeyes win. I don't watch college basketball until March Madness. That's usually what drags me in, and I'm always rooting for, you know, Iowa, and then that fails most of the time because we don't win. And I've been to hockey games, but usually when I go, I don't ever get to see any fights, and that's all I ever want to see.
What hockey game is closer to you that you go see? The Minnesota?
I've never been to a Minnesota game. The last time I went to a hockey game. So this was what year are we in? 2022. So 10 years ago or longer. It's been over a decade, and it was the Capitals because it's when I lived out on the East Coast.
Okay. I go to San Jose Sharks games, folks, and they got some of the best UMass nachos.
I just want to see somebody take a skate and try to stab someone. I saw a guy do that once, or at least use your hockey stick and whack him in the back.
What is wrong? It's a hockey fucking goal, man. It's not killing somebody. What the hell is wrong? Now, I will say one time,
Happy Gilmore.
Me and my wife actually went to a San Jose Sharks game. I took her, and we had one guy, his helmet fell off, and his lips smacked up against the plastic window. And you saw him sliding across the plat. And my wife was like, oh my, she threw the fucking nachos up in the air. Excuse my language. threw the nachos up in the air. I was like, oh my God.
Oh Lord. Yeah, so we're good there. I think we kind of touched base on the playoffs for the hockey.
We need some predictions, brother. We need predictions.
I will say, let me turn this part off. We'll get to the NFL next.
We need predictions.
I don't know with the NBA. I haven't followed enough of the finals, so I would let you do that one. But with hockey, I've been kind of poking around, watching it slow, you know, on the sidelines or catching up on the highlights. The Rangers look like they could go to the Stanley Cup. I don't know though, because Tampa has been there before, and they're making a comeback. I could see that one go to Game 7.
I got the Avalanche, Colorado Avalanche versus Tampa Bay Lightnings.
I think Colorado has a good shot at it. I'm not sure with the Rangers though. Yeah,
Colorado.
No, the Rangers are up, but I think Tampa's going to come back and win it.
They're going to tie it up tonight. It's going to be 2-2. And
I think it's going game seven. And I think in game seven, we're going to see. Yeah, I think Tampa's going to win it in game seven. I don't know. I don't think that Colorado is going to go that far. I think Colorado will be able to pull it off and finish it up. NBA, I don't know too much. I'm using your judgment on this one because I haven't followed enough of the NBA stuff, so I'll go that route with Golden State.
The only thing is that Golden State is an older team. The Celtics is a younger team, and so people got to show up. Got to play.
But you can look at that twofold though, because you could easily be like, all right, I mean, yeah, Golden State's older. You know, Boston's younger, but are they younger with more experience, or are they just younger and they've got some experience that it could all gel together? Golden State's older, but they've got plenty of experience. They know how to win it. I think you're right. That's a tough one to see. Well, obviously, we go Golden State on the win, but
last year.
Yeah,
Milwaukee won last year, and that's
so you never know with the NBA.
Yeah.
So then we can shift over to, we'll save the USFL for last, but we can talk some NFL because that's always fun. We always love the NFL, even though they're, you know, it's always usually pretty slow. In my mind, it's slow. If we ask Jeff, it's never slow. It's 24/7 NFL news, always dropping. I did, however, see that Debo showed up, or I believe was showing up to camp.
He doesn't want to get fined.
So before we dive into things, what's your thoughts on Aaron Donald's contract? Because did you see how much that boy's getting paid? He is just underneath Aaron Rodgers. He is the highest paid player, non-quarterback player, in NFL history. I think he's making like $40 million a year or something like that, some ridiculous amount. I don't even know. It's more money than I'll ever see.
I don't want to sound like a hater, and I don't want to disrespect nobody from getting their paper, getting their
money. Oh, here we go. Let's pull it up here.
It's too much, man. It's just too much.
Here we go. Donald isn't retiring.
Of course not.
He's not retiring, and he's returning to a bank vault worth of. So he's
$65 million.
They didn't add any years. They added nothing time-wise, frame-wise. No new years were added. But now guarantees him $65 million over the next two seasons and $95 million through the 2024 season. So he's basically getting a $40 million raise over his previous contract, which carried a base salary of just $9.25 million into the 2022 season.
Kiss the agent.
Donald, if you're out there, can you send your agent? I want a $40 million raise. I mean, I'll be the water boy. Can you pay me that kind of money?
It's ridiculous. Sometimes, but look at him. Yeah, I'll be smiling too. Look at that.
The man himself.
Dude, smiling too.
I'm just like, Donald reset the market atop which he already set, going from a league leading 22.5.
You're ruining the game, man.
Well, he was already at the top. He was leading the league with 22.5 million per year to 31.6 million per year on average. The new average compensation is $10 million more per year than the next closest interior defensive lineman, which is the Giants' Leonard Williams.
When you make deals like this, man, you screw the market up. Because now the next person's going to be like, well, I want to make.
Hey, do you know who that guy is there?
Why you always got to mention? Let me ask you something.
Man crush? Hey, it's news. You can't help. No, I'm just saying. He's in the news. I'd rather talk about him than this freaking bum, because I can't stand that overrated piece of.
Bro, let me tell you something.
Hold on, wait. I think that we don't need to discuss how terrible Aaron Rodgers is. He's a crybaby, a bum.
He's a champion. You give that man, put some respect on his name. Two back-to-back MVP player. All right. Put some respect on that.
MVP don't mean nothing if you ain't. MVP doesn't mean nothing.
He got a championship. He's got a lot more than a lot of other people in the league.
When was the last time he had a champ? When was his championship again? How many years ago?
How many players to have back-to-back MVP plays? Player, man, shut up. Put some respect on the man's name.
Hey, maybe we'll be able to trade for him, and the Packers can take Carson Wentz. I'm sure he'll be available next season.
Put some respect on that man's name. Stop it.
Seahawks
receiver. Don't put me in Madden. I don't want to be put in Madden.
Look, he didn't even show up for minicamp. He's like, I'm done with this team. Can I get traded? He probably wants to just get traded. You know what? He didn't show up. I bet you he wants to go to Denver. He's just mad his quarterback is gone.
You gotta understand, when they get your quarterback out there, your stats are gonna change, bro.
Go ahead.
Your stats are gonna change. Some of those extra monies are incentives he ain't gonna see because he doesn't have Russell Wilson's throwing to him.
Yeah. I mean you take away a certain, you know, a quarterback that you're familiar with, that you are,
and it goes with receiver too.
Yeah, I mean, or yeah, so because like I said, I mean, we know that I believe the Packers are not going to be the same. They will still be good with Rodgers. I don't discredit the stats that he's put up. He can pull off the same kind of stuff that Brady did in New England. With it doesn't matter who his receiver is. Now he does 10 times better when he has a connection with one receiver. Now he obviously don't have that because Devontae said, I'm out and left. So it'll be interesting to see how the Packers do with Rodgers does with his new set of receivers. It's going to be the same in Seattle and the same in Denver. You got three teams.
I'm worried about what's going to happen with the Chiefs.
Yeah, they lost. That worries me more than anything else.
You had a super elite receiver. He was money. When you threw that ball, you knew he was money. You could throw it in that circle. You could throw it in when he's covered. You knew he was going to catch that ball. Some change.
Let's see. So the Bears lost their OTA practice session because they decided to violate the CBA's live contact rules. And the NFL is hosting the first official events in Africa.
No lions or no tigers.
Let's see. It says the NFL will host its first official events to take place in Africa beginning June 21st in Ghana. The week of activities, NFL Africa, the touchdown, includes a talent identification camp, a fan event, and a flag football clinic. Just bring your bug spray and make sure you don't be feeding the animals.
Exactly.
And the Debo stuff, we already knew he was going to show up. He was, you know, it was show up or get fined.
Let me tell you something. I like this because you know what? As owner and as management, you're like, look here, Debo Samuels, guess what? You got a contract with us, boy. Show your butt up to work. Show your butt up to work. You don't want to lose out on that money.
So wasn't there some other news with out of San Francisco that that their quarterback, not their bum quarterback, Jimmy, the other one, Trey, was talking with another Hall of Famer quarterback that was from San Francisco at one time. I thought I read something that they were potentially bringing Steve Young in to assist Trey or help him.
Young's always going to be a 49er. So
I know that. I'm just like, are they hiring him then? Because
You don't hire him. Just hey man, can you just give me some advice?
But just look at the organization, like the man, you know, the staff. You already had John Lynch. You have an outstanding coach. Then you got to call up and just be like, hey, Young, come on down here. I mean, what's next? You going to bring in Jerry Rice too? I just want to see all the stars aligning. I would love to just show up out there just so I could be like, just to see Steve Young in the 49ers stadium again.
I want to know why did the 49ers excuse Jimmy from minicap?
Because his shoulder still hurts. You know, he had surgery, so he's still trying to recover so he can be the best trade candidate he can be. I don't know who's going to trade for him at this point. I think they're going to keep him until, and then somebody's going to come knocking. I think they're going to keep the trade
money to a backup though, man.
No. I think he will start the season. I don't know if they're, I don't think they'll, I think
he's
they'll, starting. You don't
he's
think
start, he's not starting. It's Trey's team. He's going to be an expensive backup.
That's
he ain't starting.
I just, that, well, let's be honest, though. We know injuries happen all the time, whether it's training. A quarterback could go down in training camp. Mm-hmm. Quarterback could go down in preseason. Jimmy's available. Guess what? Bye, Jimmy. See ya. We're going to ship you somewhere at some point.
Let me tell you something. It reminds me of the story of Matt Leinart and good old, what's his name? What was his name? You know your
Kurt. Kurt Warner.
All right.
God, I hated Leinart.
And
such a waste of time.
Matt Leinart was the starter, and Kurt Warner was a Super Bowl backup. And all of a sudden, injuries and then just bad playing brought Kurt Warner, and boom,
that was it. As soon as Kurt Warner got in there, it was Leinart was done. He was never going to be getting a starting job there again. Unfortunately, Warner got robbed. I really wanted him to beat the Steelers and get that one last Super Bowl.
Tippy toes, to retire, man. Tippy toes was in, dude. What are you talking about?
Got yeah, I mean, but he had a great career and a fantastic. I mean, even losing in the Super Bowl, it's still he still went out on top.
I'll be honest, folks. I'm not 100% sold on this kid. I'm not. And guess what? I think the 49ers are not 100% sold on him either.
You think that's why they're keeping they're going to keep Jimmy? Yes. I mean, I looked at Jimmy's stats at the end of the season, and as much as he can make bonehead mistakes, it's no different than Kirk Cousins. He still had really good stats. If you look at his stats, mm-hmm. and he played at an elite level. Right. Kirk Cousins was no different. Cousins was on par with some of his stats. He was on par with Brady.
But all you need to do as a coach, you need to help him not make these bonehead mistakes. Help him you got an elite quarterback.
I wonder if that's another reason that they're bringing Steve Young in to help. Not only Trey Lance, but maybe to help Jimmy as well. Because you think Jimmy's going to turn down some advice from one of the greats? I doubt it. I think that could help, even if it's a little bit. Right. Can't go any worse than where he was. I mean, he didn't do a bad job. He didn't do a bad job last season. He just made some stupid mistakes when he got flustered.
He didn't do one like Dak, though.
No, he didn't.
So,
oh my God, I swear to God, that the Dak's stupidity with that play, I don't think I would put that on above the butt fumble, but it was damn close.
How do you feel about the fans throwing trash at the referees? Good for them. Like, dummy, you screwed up, man. You screwed up big time.
Oh my
Romo God. Knew the damn rule. Romo was, oh my God, get the ball to him. Just,
oh yeah, I know. I was just like, I never liked Romo when he played, but that was because, you know, I'm Washington, he was a Cowboy.
I respected Romo.
He did good. I respected his stats. I don't like the team. Just like when Favre played. I hate the Packers, but I loved watching Brett Favre play. I don't like the Packers, and I don't like Rodgers, but I respect his ability and his skill. I respect those.
I feel bad for the Cowboys because, I honestly, Jerry Jones has assembled good teams. He meddles in the business and the coaching, and I think that's the problem with
because he goes for the coach. He hires a coach that will do what he wants them to do. Yeah. He just, all he does is hires a yes man. Mike McCarthy, yes man. Yeah. Who was the last coach that was there? Jason Garrett, another yes man. Yes, because man. I'm sorry, Jason Garrett, his entire tenure there was basically an 8-8 team.
Yeah.
But you had the talent that you were way better than that. That team was, every team that Garrett coached was way better than where they were. They ended the season at 8-8.
Yeah.
And the fact that I'm defending the Cowboys hurts inside, but it's disgusting. It should never, last season, they should have gotten way, they should have done better. They had a Super Bowl caliber team, Right. And it took one play by one dumb quarterback to apparently not know the rules.
I blame that to the cost. You want to put blame, put it on the top. He starts from the top, works his way down to the bottom.
It does. And, where do we think, I was going to say, I was going to go with Kyler Murray, but how do you think Jalen Hurts is going to do this season? Because third season, and Nick Sirianni says he's noticing a big difference in Hurts.
They did go and pick out a receipt. They got a receiver.
I know, right? You know,
so now he's got a target. He's got a target.
Well, and look at their running game that showed up at the second half of the season.
Right.
Like, that running game came out of nowhere because they were a stale team.
Right.
Then the second half, and that running game just started to click.
Running game is still suspect to me, though. If they can do what they did at the end of the season.
Right. If that carries over and they can do that all year and Jalen does better with his weapons they picked up for him, they're going to be – they're going to be a team to watch out for. I don't want to say that they could give the Cowboys a run for the division, because I don't see the Giants winning it. And unfortunately, with the train wreck that is Washington because of ownership, as much as I know when season starts, I'm going to say Washington's winning the Super Bowl. I know inside from looking at the news and watching everything, I know it ain't going to happen. But yeah, now the other one that I was going to bring up was Kyler Murray is another one that I want to see how he does, because we all saw that was an epic meltdown for the whole team last season.
Beginning of the season, he did great, and then
they collapsed.
Hopkins lost. You had AJ Green. He turned out to be a bust.
There were a lot of issues with that team towards the end, and it's.
But now they got Hollywood. I think Hollywood went over there.
Yep.
So,
I was looking to see. I'm not sold on Daniel Jones.
I'm giving him.
He's now facing 24. Bro. He's gained some since he became the Browns quarterback. He picked up another one. And then not only did he get another accusation, additional lawsuit against him, there's also allegations that he tried to pay off all of them, each person that was suing him, he tried to pay them $100,000 to drop it per person.
Yeah.
I'm just like,
Browns is stupid. They're stupid.
They paid him all that money, and then he's trying to pay him off to get it. I understand, get it out of the way. But dude, you picked up a new one since you've been there. Then you come out. Then the news comes out that you're trying to pay all of these off, $100,000 or more off. It makes you look suspicious, and you think that Roger Goodell loves to suspend people. We all know that. Mm-hmm. I can't stand Goodell, but you paid all 24 of those off. I guarantee you, your ass will be suspended half the season, if not. You know, there's no way Watson was gonna start the season.
I kind of lost all respect for the Browns, because when you got somebody like you don't reward somebody with a contract like that, man. And you
they said we don't care about your 23 lawsuits, and we don't care about the new one you got. Hell, we'll help you pay off the players. Here's this giant contract. Now pay these lawsuits off. We'll figure a way to get you starting on the field to start the season.
Remember, they got Cooper too.
Yeah.
Well, dude, USFL, man. USFL.
Oh, I didn't see that one yesterday. Romeo Crennel announces his retirement after 50 years. Holy Jesus. Bravo, dude. 50 years of coaching, 39 in the NFL.
I remember when he was with the Patriots.
I remember when he was head coach. I still remember when he had his a couple of his different stints. But that's a long time.
It is.
And not only in just coaching in general, but 39 years in the NFL. Yeah. Man, he has seen the transitions that the NFL has made. Like, I would love to just listen to stories from him.
Because exactly.
You know he's got some great ones. He has to have some great ones. 39 years in the league.
Gotcha.
Another one that I'm I'm interested in is the Dolphins. That's one because I Tua's a bust. I don't really
They're gonna have another watered down season. Sorry.
I know, and I feel bad for their Hill joining the team. And it's no disrespect to Hill or the Dolphins. It's just
he took the money.
It's their quarterback. They got an overrated quarterback.
He
should never have drafted Tua when they did because he was damaged goods.
Hill got paid, folks.
Well, yeah, Hill got paid, but Tua is the main issue with the Dolphins. They will not be successful until they can get somebody better than him.
And Cowboys, you better pay Schultz because he's frustrated with his contract.
Yeah, I want to see how Mac Jones does this season. Because I think I'm hoping he does better. He looked great slowly got there last year. So I think it's going to be fun. I think overall it's just going to be a fun season. Right. I think it'll be interesting. Orlando Brown's very confident he's going to get a deal worked out. And Rodgers says he's definitely finishing playing career with the Packers, which you know, all he throws he says one thing because he wants either more money or he's pissed that they get rid of players and they're not bringing people in to help him. So I totally get, you know, I get that whole thing.
Carries the team, bro. Put some respect on
him. He does, but it's when you have that kind of a caliber player, you know, that's bringing you an NFL MVP year back to back. You need to listen to him when he says, get me a receiver that can, and not let them go. He had a great connection with Devontae, and then you let him go.
Well, first of all, it ain't Aaron Rodgers' team, and you don't know what Devontae was demanding and asking for.
True.
You got to also remember is that just because a player is good, when he start demanding the money, you also got to stretch that money out to other players.
I will say, though, as much as it ain't Aaron Rodgers' team, that is Aaron Rodgers' team. Because you know damn well they ain't sold on Rodgers' backup. I don't care who you are. There's no – because if they want to win a Super Bowl, they ain't going to win it with – who the hell is their backup? Was it Love? Yeah, they ain't going to win with Love. Sorry. They're not going to show him no love. They may show him a trade, but it ain't going to be no love. So.
Exactly.
I don't even have the USFL stuff pulled up. Let me see if I can snag something there fast. All right, because I don't know their freaking website. You can get it. I was just... oh my. How about that? I'll pull that up. All right, I'll pull up two things, and then you can, if you want to pull some stuff up. But apparently, country music star Trace Adkins is performing at the USFL playoff game. And look where they're having it at, though, in Canton, Ohio.
Right. You know what? You know what's
how in about Canton, that? Ohio, so, seated next to a shiny USFL championship trophy, country music star Trace Adkins took a break Tuesday from his current tour to announce a June 25th performance in Canton during the inaugural USFL playoff games. I think that's awesome that it's going to be it's not at the it's next door, next to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So it'll be at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium, which is right next door to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, which I swear to God, when I move to Virginia next year, I'm stopping there because I'm going to make – I will go out of my way so I can stop there. Wow. So he's going to be performing following the completion of the first two playoff games on June 25th. God, are we already at that point already?
Yeah.
3 p.m. and a second contest begins at 8. Both games will be televised. First broadcast on Fox, the second on NBC. That's awesome. I mean, bravo. I wish I could go out there because, you know, $15 for a ticket. I'd rather pay $15 to go to that than try to get into an NFL game that I, you know. $5 for children under 15.
I'm just glad they don't have that Birmingham, Alabama.
Look, reserve tickets with club access are $30 for adults and $15 for kids, children under 15. Do you know what the NFL would charge for something like that?
I know.
Let's add like a four and a four and some ridiculous number. Like, that's crazy.
You haven't even bought the refreshments yet, folks.
Yeah. So the playoffs, the New Jersey Generals will face the Philadelphia Stars in the North Division for a chance to appear in the USFL Championship. And in the South, the undefeated Birmingham Stallions, Southern accent popped
take
out
on
there
the
for a
New Orleans.
Are waiting to take on, find out, yeah, they'll take on either New Orleans. They'll be taking on Nollins, the Breakers of the Tampa Bay Bandits. That man, I would go just to listen, just to hear Trace sing. That would be phenomenal. But I mean, what better way to headline like for a new league, and then you'd land one, you know, a massively huge, you know, country music star. That's pretty, pretty lit. I saw Paxton Lynch had, for those that are fans of the NFL, Paxton Lynch used to be an NFL player. Mm-hmm. May once again, or he may just stay with the USFL.
Well, you had a kicker this weekend kick a 61 goal. So teams, if you got a player to kick 61 yard field goal, you might want to give him a call, pick that kid up.
That is, I mean, to be honest, I would love to see. I don't know. I'm torn on where I want to see the USFL go. I would love to see a league last to be able to take on the NFL, even though it's, I mean, one could say the NFL is a monopoly. I mean, you could go that route. I mean, as much as I love the NFL, I just love football in general. So I'm okay with either way.
XFL, what you going to do, man? You going to click on the XFL or you going to click on the USFL?
I don't know. I'll probably watch XFL next season. I'm gonna have to flip between them because obviously I want to cover all of it, but I want to see how the XFL does, but I also want to see how the USFL does year two because they didn't collapse. They made it a whole season basically. Yeah. So shout outs to them. I hope that we can see next year. I think the biggest thing that the USFL needs to do is they need to get the teams
to travel.
Well, yeah, they need teams in their home states. You've got to be able to do that. That if you're gonna be successful, you've got to have the teams.
If I'm in Tampa Bay, I want to see my team in Tampa Bay play, so I can go there to the games, drink the beer, root for them.
Yeah,
I got you.
Because I think that not only will it boost fans, you'll bring more fans in because you're gonna have that home field, be able to use that home field advantage. But then you're gonna have, you may be able to get more sponsors and more attention, which brings more sponsors because guess what? You've got an actual away team and an actual home team, and then you're gonna have that home field advantage and that home crowd, and then you're gonna have, you know, that's how you build your league up. You cannot have it just in one location because we already saw how this season went out, and the opening season was it. And if it was a Birmingham game, of course they're going to have the home field advantage.
Gotcha.
They were going to have the fans, but you're not going to get teams that are up north coming all the fans coming all the way down to Alabama. I'm sorry, ain't nobody want to be driving down south that many times.
No.
Dude, especially when it gets hot out.
I think we did a hell of a show.
Yeah, we might have to just start tying in more sports stuff because I could do a whole show on wrestling alone, especially because we could easily do pay-per-view or, you know, even if without a pay-per-view month, we could just do Monday Night Raw, Tuesday night, throw in some AEW, and then a Friday night SmackDown. We could have knock them all out in 1 week. We might do it. I might shake things up. Who knows what we'll do. I had fun with this one. This was probably one of the more fun ones because we had everything.
It's cool. So, we hit it up, folks. So, that's what we do.
All right. Well, we are out of here. We will see you next week. Same time, same place.
Thank you, Santiago.
Who knows what will be. Yes, shout out to Sportscast. Guys, make sure to head over to the Sportscast on YouTube and Twitch and Facebook if you watch there. Watch all the shows. There's shows every day, literally. There's soccer. There's basketball. There's probably going to, you know, there'll be baseball at some point. We're going to probably try to bring in more wrestling with WWE. And eventually we'll pull in some AEW because that's always fun to watch.
Love
John AEW. Moxley.
Love AEW.
And the Hardy Boys and all that. So it'll be fun, especially once we finish up with USFL. Hockey's finishing up soon. NBA's finishing up. So then we'll just have kind of – we'll probably just cater to wrestling fans and football fans at that point.
America!
Which what better way to we'll just sit back and talk football and wrestling. I mean, we don't get any better than that.
That's right. Amen. Yes,
we are out of here. See you guys on the next one.